Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Living Beyond Limits. You all know I'm Reverend Jennifer Spear, and we are a part of Centers for Spiritual Living. And for those of you who are joining us online, welcome to our in-person service, and welcome all of you to our service. I'm so glad that you've come here to spend your morning with each other and with us at Living Beyond Limits. And so let's start the service by reading our mission statement that's on the front of the bulletin. We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. So that's what we're doing here at Living Beyond Limits, is we are giving ourselves the opportunity through the readings and through the music and through the talk to remember and to move back into that place within us that is our own divine nature. That is none other than that infinite spirit expressing itself in this world by means of us. Because spirit expresses itself not just around us, as we can see in the trees and the flowers and the animals, but spirit also expresses itself within us as our very own divine nature and through us as the good that we bring into this world, as the peace and the love and the kindness and the generosity are all spirit expressing through us. But what happens is, as we come to recognize that that is our own essential nature and that that does not ever change, that then when the world is in need of love or peace or kindness or gentleness or generosity, we can be the ones that bring it forward. Because it's all we have to do is remember, oh yes, peace is right here. Oh yes, the love of the divine is right here. And that enables us to not be such a victim to the world, but instead to stand in our own spiritual power and to actually be a beneficial presence in this world. So I thank each and every single one of you for answering the call of your own spirit, of your own heart, to be walking this path and to be bringing that presence of the infinite love and goodness of the divine into this world in a way that is beneficial. So, you know, as human beings, we really want to be loved and accepted. We don't want to be loved and accepted just for the parts of us that are the prettiest or the smartest or the wittiest or the strongest or the parts where we have most everything together. But we really want to be accepted and loved and known for who we are, for the wholeness of who we are. And we want to be able to be who we are and to be real. At our deepest level, we really want the freedom to be ourselves, with all of our quirks and all of our shortcomings and all of our imperfections. And then in the midst of, in the midst of those quirks and shortcomings and imperfections, we still want to know that we are lovable, that we are worthy of love and of belonging, worthy of inclusion and acceptance. We want to be able to be authentic and to be authentically loved in our authenticity. Brené Brown said, she defined authenticity. She says, authenticity is the daily practice of letting go of who we think we're supposed to be and embracing who we are. I think the problem is sometimes, though, is out of our fear of judgment, out of our fear of not being accepted, out of our fear of not being enough, we wear masks. And then while we're wearing that mask, we don't really allow other people to see who we are. Instead, we only allow them to see the parts of ourselves that we think are acceptable or the parts of ourselves that they want to see, so that's just what we show them. I've been watching this television show called Married at First Sight, and what it is, it's five different couples, and they've had expert matchmakers match them up. They think all these different qualities and characteristics of who they are and how their lives are and all this stuff, that they will be a good married couple. Well, these people never meet until they are actually at the altar getting married. And so they're actually legally married now. And the one couple that I just love the most on this show, their names are Kirsten and Shaq. And they are both really good looking, and he is really successful in business, and he's really kind, and he's sweet, and he's attentive, and he listens. She is also really pretty. She was like a beauty queen in all these pageants and stuff, but she does not allow herself to be vulnerable with him. She has these walls up and doesn't really share her feelings with him, doesn't really tell him what's really going on inside of her, doesn't reveal a whole lot about herself. And therefore, it's frustrating, and they're struggling as a couple because she's not vulnerable with him. But the thing is, really, how can he fall in love with her if she doesn't show him who she is? And how can she ever really know that she's loved if she doesn't show him who she is? I think that one of the problems is if we don't allow people to really see us and to really know us, then we're never known. And if we're never known like that, then we never really feel loved. We never really feel accepted. We never really feel like we belong. We never really feel lovable if we're only showing people part of who we are. Hiding what we think and what we feel from other people because we want to be accepted, because we want to belong, actually keeps us from being seen. It keeps us from experiencing the connection that we desire. It keeps us from having real intimacy. Intimacy. Into me see. That's what creates intimacy. But really what is happening is underneath our fear of judgment from other people, our fear of not being accepted, is really our self-judgment. It's really how we're judging ourselves. And so Ernest Holmes, the founder of this philosophy, said, "We should stop condemning ourselves. It is the worst condemnation there is. And when we stop condemning ourselves, the condemnation of others will not reach us." How about that? Sue Patton-Fole says, "One of the soul's main purposes is to know, love, and express our authentic selves, to live the life we were meant to live, and to be the person we were created to be. However, our true selves will only emerge when it's safe to do so. Self-condemnation, shame, guilt, judgment, send your true nature into hiding. It is only in the safety of gentle curiosity, support, encouragement, and self-love that your soul can bloom as it was created to do." That to me is one of the most amazing things about Living Beyond Limits, is that we together have created this atmosphere of acceptance and inclusivity and love, and in turn, because we have created this environment that is loving and inclusive and generous of heart and spirit, then we feel safe. We feel safe to be ourselves. We feel safe to explore who we are at a deeper level on the inside, to bring facets and aspects of ourselves forward that we might not otherwise do. It's actually part of our mission statement. We are creating a sanctuary where people can discover the presence of spirit within them. We are creating a sanctuary that is a place of safety and love and acceptance so we can discover who it is that's in here, so that we can discover our spirit, our own gentleness, our own good. And every time we do visioning, our visioning group, when we ask what is the highest vision that is seeking to unfold as Living Beyond Limits, we always see circles, circles of people, circles holding hands. And when we ask what that highest vision is, we get the words like loved and accepted, for people to be accepted wherever they are on their path. We are here, the highest vision is to be a place of support and a place of encouragement. That's what we do here. And it makes me think also what an incredible gift Ray Bunch is to us. Ray Bunch, with his vulnerability, his willingness to risk and to be vulnerable, and because he's willing to risk and be vulnerable, we love him even more. And because he's willing to get up here and risk and be vulnerable, it actually teaches each one of us, and I think each one of us has learned from him, that we don't have to be perfect in order to be lovable. That we don't have to look perfect in order to be lovable, in order to be accepted or loved or embraced. That is huge, I think, for every single one of us on our spiritual paths. Brené Brown said, because the yearning to feel at home is so primal, we often try to acquire it by fitting in and seeking approval, which are only hollow substitutes for belonging and often barriers to it. Because true belonging only happens when we present our authentic self to the world, our sense of belonging can never be greater than our level of self-acceptance. Home is a place where we can be our authentic, imperfect selves and know we are seen, loved, and accepted just as we are. Home gives us a sense of rootedness, a feeling of familiarity and safety and belonging. The stability established by that safety and belonging creates a launching pad that allows us to spread our wings and take flight. We feel free to venture out and to be our authentic selves, knowing home is always a safe place to land. In the company of each other here, and in the company of spirit, we are home. And so I'd like to share a story with you about the Velveteen Rabbit. Marjorie Williams' children's storybook, The Velveteen Rabbit, tells the story of a stuffed toy rabbit given to a young boy as a Christmas present. The Velveteen Rabbit lives in the nursery with all the other toys, waiting for the day when the boy will choose him as a playmate. In time, the shy rabbit befriends the tattered skin horse, the wisest resident in the nursery, who reveals the goal of all nursery toys: to be made, quote, real through the love of a human. One night, we get to overhear their conversation. What is real? Asked Rabbit one day as they were lying side by side near the nursery fender, just before Nana came in to tidy up the room. Does it mean having things that buzz inside you or a stick-out handle? Real isn't how you're made, said Skin Horse. It's a thing that happens to you. When a child loves you for a long, long time, not just to play with, but really loves you, then you become real. Does it hurt? Asked Rabbit. Sometimes, said Skin Horse, who was always truthful. When you are real, you don't mind being hurt. Does it happen all at once, like being wound up, or bit by bit? It doesn't happen all at once, said Skin Horse. You become. It takes a long time. That's why it doesn't often happen to people who break easily, or who have sharp edges, or who have to be carefully kept. Generally, by the time you're real, most of your hair has been loved off. Your eyes drop out, and you get loose in the joints and very shabby. But these things don't matter at all, because once you're real, you can't be ugly except to the people who don't understand. Love makes the rabbit real, and for us, being real enables us to be loved, which in turn makes us even more real. And so the title of my talk today is come out wherever you are. And I'm talking about that it is only when we come from our authenticity and come from vulnerability that we get to experience true connection with other people. It is only then that we get to experience true love and the compassion that we all really long for in our hearts. That being authentic and being loved allows us to flourish and to thrive and to live our fullest lives. And so it's safe here. But what about when you go out into that big world? You know, I think it's important to all of us, we go out in that big world, to know when it's safe to risk and when it's safe not to. To know when it's appropriate to share and how much it's appropriate to share. Because, you know, you're not going to share about your relationship struggles when you're in a business meeting with your coworkers or when you're talking to the neighborhood gossip. You're not going to tell the biggest things that you've done in your life that you regretted the most to your in-laws when you meet them the first time, or if you're in a job interview. You know, we use our rational mind to weigh how much is safe to be vulnerable here. How safe is it to reveal how much? We get to decide where and when to be vulnerable and what level of vulnerability is appropriate. So I think we ask ourselves questions like, does this person that I'm sharing with have my best interest in mind? We ask ourselves, are they being vulnerable? Because if they're being vulnerable, then it certainly is safe for us to be vulnerable. Is this person safe with feelings, or do they not feel their feelings? I've said this to Ray times before. You know, he is a big bear sometimes, loud like that. He likes doing that. He would not be safe for me if he weren't in touch with his feelings. But because he's in touch with the depth of his feelings, then it makes me safe to be with him and to be in my feelings. And so we kind of check out vulnerability like that. How vulnerable is this person willing to be? And so we offer a little bit and see if they offer a little bit. And if they do, then we can offer a little bit more. And if they offer more, that's how the game goes. But it's not all or nothing. It's incremental, and we get to decide. And so I think we begin by taking small risks. We share a little, and we see how the other person responds. We reach out to someone to show that we care, that we've never reached out before. That's vulnerability. We ask for help, and we accept that help. That is vulnerability. That is being real, not just showing these people my toughness or that I've got it all handled, but it's being vulnerable and real. And while we do those things, all the while, we practice self-kindness and self-acceptance and self-compassion. If you want to be close in a relationship, though, if you want to belong, you have to reach out and take a risk and be vulnerable. If you want to trust others, you have to risk being vulnerable by sharing your inner experience, by sharing your feelings, by sharing your emotional self with vulnerability. That's how you gain that someone is safe and create that safe relationship. If you want to experience your own wholeness, be vulnerable. Then, as you are vulnerable and you discover from the other person that you are actually valued and loved and cared about and known and accepted, then you gain greater self-worth. Then you see and learn that you are lovable in spite of whatever you think your shortcomings and failures and quirks are. It is then that we get to embrace all of who we are and own all of who we are. That's how we experience our wholeness, not our fragmented self where we've pushed pieces of ourselves away. Ernest Holmes says, in the science of mind, one of the primary principles In the science of mind, it is one of the primary principles that we are spiritual beings that have been made, quote, in the image and likeness of the thing itself. Spirit made us out of itself, which speaks to our inherent worth as a living being. Our very life is the life of God, and it is perfect, whole, and complete. There was nothing lacking with us when God created us. Arrived on this physical plane as newborns. And there is nothing lacking now. There is nothing lacking in you now, nor was there ever. So remember that. And let go of your self-judgment and your self-recrimination and your self-criticism. Know that you're not supposed to be perfect. You're supposed to be you. You're not supposed to be perfect. You're supposed to be you. With all those different qualities and characteristics and funny things about yourself. That's who you're supposed to be. So risk being vulnerable and allow other people to see who you are. Share something with someone that you wouldn't normally tell them. Push out of your comfort zone and do something you've never done before. Something that you've been too scared to do. Push out and do that. That's being vulnerable. Tell someone you care. Share your feelings. Share your inner experience. Ask for help and accept it. And know mostly that you are lovable. And as a result of that, you'll be living your life with greater peace and greater confidence. You will have more closeness in your relationships with other people. You will be seen and known and have a greater sense of belonging wherever you are. You will have greater clarity of your own self-worth. And so blessings to each and every single one of you on this path of self-discovery, this path of unfolding your unique self and your unique spirit in a way that is truly a blessing to this world. Blessings to all of you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. And so I just turn my attention to the truth that omnipresence of spirit is right here. That presence fills this room. That presence fills this city and this country and this world. That the fullness and the allness and the wholeness of the presence of God is everywhere present. In and through everything. Around and about everything. For I know that spirit, God, that divine presence, life itself, universal mind, Christ consciousness, the thing itself, is all there really is. For it is this that is expressing as everything we see and as everything that is yet to be. And so today we recognize that presence as the one and the same as our own spiritual essence, as our own divine beingness, and that it is this life of God that we are living, and it is this life of God that is living itself within us, as us, and through us. So in this recognition, yes, I do recognize that each and every single one of us is absolutely whole, is absolutely complete, is missing nothing. And that because we are incarnations of this one, we are inherently lovable. We are inherently worthy. We are inherently good and good enough. And so I recognize that as we live this life and as we walk this planet, are this presence and expression, and that we carry this light with us and shine it everywhere we go. And that same light we see in all other people. And in this, we are already connected. And therefore, we are already home. And so I speak this word not just about us here, but I speak this word about every single person. Knowing that that infinite presence is right where they are also. Revealing itself in them and through them and as them. That it is right now flowing out as a blessing into each and every single person's life as the exact thing that they need. For the gift indeed has already been given. And so today there is an opening, there is an acceptance, there is a willingness, there is a taking in of that giving. And I speak this word also about every politician, every lawmaker, every country's leader, every decision maker, knowing that the absolute that intelligence is revealing itself as solutions and answers and the way forward. That because there is only one, and we are all part of that one, that intelligence is working for the good of all, the good of the whole, the good of planet Earth, and all of its inhabitants. And I recognize that this presence, this intelligence, and this love is bigger and grander and stronger than anything that looks unlike it. For it is the only power there is. And so we just simply let this prayer go and rest in assurance of good. In assurance of good. And so I release this prayer into the creative law of the universe, knowing that it is unfolding itself right now. We say yes to this. We say yes to life. We say yes to the good. And I release this word and join me in saying, and so it is. And so I invite you to repeat after me. The love and light of spirit are within me now.
The love and light of spirit are
I own it and I share it.
I own it and I share it.
I am it.
I am it.
I am a beneficial presence.
I am a beneficial presence.
And so it is.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. That was fun.